Good evening and welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. I have some new releases tonight by Wisconsin artists like Mike Quick, Katie Powderly, and Brian Hofer, and some old favorites, Joel Mabus and Susan Werner, among others. Also, Sheila Shigley is here. Not only is she operating all the controls tonight, but she's also bringing us an hour of international folk music for spring. That'll be during the 6 o'clock hour. And we have some ticket giveaways as well this evening. To kick things off, though, something very special, a singer-songwriter known for her evocative ballads and barn songs, which makes sense because she's a farm girl from a small town. Whitney Mann has already made quite a splash in the upper Midwest, opening for some big headliners like Willie Nelson and Loretta Lynn. And she's here in the studio to share some music with Simply Folk listeners. Welcome, Whitney.
Hello.
It's nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And I should mention that you also have some musicians with you.
I certainly do. I have Mr. Chris Wagoner on the fiddle and mandolin. And Mary Gaines on backup vocals.
Excellent. They are visitors to Simply Folk in the past. Wonderful
yes.
musicians, and great to have with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings me to your songs and other musicians. Do you write everything yourself, or are you a collaborator who works with other musicians?
So far, I write everything alone. I'll collaborate with Kyle. Kyle being husband/bass player/manager. I'll run things by him. Yes, but I did write one song called Bastard Heart Attack, and I wrote that with Amanda Rigel from Countess Penny.
Ah, great. Yes. They've been here too.
Yes.
So mostly by yourself, and do you start with lyrics or do you start with a chord progression
I start with everything all at once. So I'll start, you know, maybe playing a little something, you know, and then I'll just start singing with it. And whatever that happens to be is usually what ends up being the song.
Neat.
Yeah.
Does anything in particular inspire you or provide provide the impetus for the song, or just sort of emerges?
Well, that happens. It depends. Sometimes someone will say a phrase to me, and then I'll think, you know, that would be a really great song, you know, and then I'll go from there and I'll write a song, and it won't mean much personally to me, you know. So there's that. But also, some things that happen in my life, you know, like my grandpa dying, who I was really close to, you know, after he passed, I ended up writing a song like a week later, and it's called We're Gonna Miss You on the Farm. And so events like that tend to make me sit down with my guitar and write a song.
What would you like to start with, and is there a story behind this first song?
This first song that we'll start with is Home, and it's one of these barn songs, one of the few barn songs that we have. I would like to think that it's sort of about Michigan and country life, or just... I don't know. I guess it's my idea of retirement, I guess. It's what I would like to have in 40 years.
It's a wonderful vision. This is Home, Whitney Mann.
One, two.
Oh, my honey, you are so pretty. Let's move out of this city. We'll start a little farm. We'll have two kids and we'll name them Jack and Jill. They'll both run up the hill to school both ways. And at night round the table we will sit, and on iced tea we'll sip as we talk about our days. And oh, it'll be all right. And oh, just fine, 'cause nothing feels as right as home. Dance away in time into the night, and when the stars come, we both will, but I'll be here still, loving you. And oh,
you'll be alright.
Oh,
you'll be just fine. It's nothing feels as right as home.
Was Home with Whitney Mann. Fiddle there with Chris Wagner and the backups, Mary Gaines and Chris Wagner. You talked about Michigan, so I know you were born in Michigan. Were you actually raised on a farm?
I was, yes. My dad's a farmer, and my mom is sort of a housewife slash farm hand.
Yes.
And so, yeah, they've been doing that all of my life, and they're still doing it today.
We have many, many farmers in our listening area. What kind of farm, I have to ask?
Yeah, a grain farm. Corn and beans, sometimes wheat, but not too often.
Great. And what brought you to Wisconsin?
Well, that would be Kyle.
Uh-huh.
He moved here first, and then I followed. We met in Rockford. We were both photojournalists for TV news, and then he moved here to work for WKOW, and then I just came up too.
Nice.
And we've never looked back. We love Madison so much.
The music scene has been good to you here. You've been really well received. You were on the cover of Isthmus at one point, and mm-hmm. you've had all kinds of wonderful articles written about you and so forth. And not to mention that you've been working with some of these great artists. How has that all come to pass, and what is it like sharing a stage with somebody like Willie Nelson or Loretta Lynn or Joe Pug or some of these big names?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously pretty incredible. That happened, all of that happened because of Kyle. We found the promoter of those shows and saw that, I grew up listening to Willie Nelson. He's a musical idol of mine. And so we saw that he was coming into La Crosse, and Kyle found out who the promoter was and contacted him, and that guy liked my music, and that's what happened. And so I ended up opening for him, and we've created a really nice relationship with him. And so because of that, that's how we've gotten the Loretta Lynn shows and Little Big Town and George Jones, all of those shows.
Great. Yeah, in fact, I think I read that Willie's manager said that you're the best kept secret in Madison, in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's pretty flattering.
It was wonderful to read all the press about you. About your voice, somebody wrote that it was like a cross between Norah Jones and Alison Krauss. What do you think about that?
Oh, I get the Norah Jones thing all the time. I guess there's a little bit of rasp in there. I don't know. I mean, sometimes I can hear it, sometimes not. Alison Krauss, I don't know if I really agree with that. I mean, obviously, sure, I'll take it, but I don't know if I would classify myself as, oh yeah, I think I sound like Alison Krauss. Yeah.
Well, there's a certain purity maybe in the style of your singing, where the notes are straight on, and it's a clean way of singing, and I'd say maybe analogous to how Alison Krauss sings.
Yeah.
I could see that a little bit. What would you like to do next?
Sure. So, talking about my grandfather and the farm life. This song is called "We're Gonna Miss You on the Farm," and I wrote it. This is the song that I wrote immediately following my grandfather's passing. And he was a World War II vet and probably the best guy I've ever met. And he was also a farmer. So that's the basis of this song. Here we go. Flesh and bone.
surrender everything inside our hearts. Just to hold you one more time.
You on the farm. Boy, that's packs a powerful punch, that one.
Thanks.
That's a gorgeous song, Whitney. Whitney Mann is my guest if you're just tuning in. And if you have a question or you want to make a comment, you're welcome to do that on Facebook. Just look for Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. We already had a comment from Brian who said, wish you had a live webcam in the studio for these great live guests. Well, at least we don't have to have fancy clothes and makeup on. But we'll take that under advice. Thank you very much, Brian. And if you'd like to post a comment or a question, we are monitoring that as we speak. You can also reach Sheila or me tonight through email. Just email to simplyfolk@wpr.org. Whitney, you've had a few nominations and some success with the Madison Area Music Awards, and I know you've got something on the list this year as well.
Yeah, we're up in a few categories. Kyle, do you know those off of your head?
Husband/bassist/manager, Kyle is going to respond.
So this kind of is the example of Whitney's much to do about nothing with these sorts of things, but she's nominated for the female vocalist category, all the folk Americana categories, performer, artist, song, and then also a former coworker of ours from the TV news business, his name is Jerry Labai, produced a video for Miss You on the Farm, and so he was with us in the studio. And so that video is also nominated too. So we kind of cut together some footage from the actual farm and from her grandpa's land and his gravesite and all that.
So, oh, nice. Yeah. Beautiful. Is that available to see on your website?
No. At home, the video for Home is currently on the website, it lives on YouTube for sure.
Yes. So, everything lives on YouTube, I think. Well, good luck with that.
That's actually
where I first saw you a couple of years ago performing on the stage for the Madison Area Music Awards.
Cool. And it was with these two, right? Chris and Mary. You guys were there too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
What would you like to do next?
Well, Well, first, I guess there is a sort of backstory to the backstory. So my next show will be May 19th at Monroe Arts Center. And what has me excited about this show in particular is that it's, first of all, it's just me, right? But the thing is, because it's just me, and it's supposed to be 2 hours long, what I'm going to do is sort of play all of Whitney Mann's songs, right? So what I've entitled it is the musical evolution of Whitney Mann. So I'm going to start with songs that I wrote in college and then work through the chronology and end up with the songs that I wrote a month ago. And so one of the songs that I wrote really early on is a song called Sweet Virginia. And I wrote this right after moving to Madison. My grandmother, my dad's mom, passed away, and her name was Virginia, and we lived right next door all my life. And so that's why I wrote this song called Sweet Virginia. And this is one of the songs that I'll play at the Monroe Arts Center.
Sweet Virginia.
I see you there, stretched out in a dress. Your perfect sound to lay you rest underneath that great oak tree, where you taught me. To you too.
Nice, beautiful. Sweet Virginia, that's one I hadn't heard before.
Yeah,
that's just lovely.
Not that many people have heard it. Actually, we were just playing in, what town was it? Sheboygan, and I went to play the song Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain by Willie Nelson, and so it kind of starts the same way, and then all of a sudden I started singing Sweet Virginia just randomly out of, like, nowhere. I haven't sang the song in years, and then I started with, like, I'll see you there, and I was like, what is happening?
Your grandma was sending you a message.
Yeah. And so at the time, I only got through one verse, and I was like, I can't remember how this goes. Sorry, guys. And so I ended it. But I thought that was a sign to sort of get it out of the closet and start singing it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that was one of your earlier songs that you wrote while you were in college?
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And you mentioned your gig in Monroe. You're going to be performing at the Monroe Arts Center, which is a really wonderful place to perform. It's an old church. It's a historic building. I think it was built in 1858 or something like that. It's just a gorgeous place and has nice acoustics. And it's a really lovely place to take in a concert. We're going to be giving some tickets away for that gig after you leave this evening, so I'll explain how that works in just a little while. But not to mention, it's a beautiful drive heading down south to Monroe, all those nice rolling hills and pretty countryside.
I've heard
nice
really good things. I don't think we've ever been there, but I'm really excited, A, for the drive, because a lot of people have said that, and B, a lot of people have said really great things about the space that we'll be in, so I think that'll be a great show.
They also have really good cheese there.
Yes.
Good cheese.
Right in the square there. Lots of cheese.
Lots of cheese. More master cheesemakers in Greene County than in any other county in the state of Wisconsin. Very good cheese. You might tell I'm a little prejudiced. I do live in Greene County, and I eat the cheese on a regular basis. So, and I go to concerts at the Monroe Arts Center, so I definitely have a little bit of a prejudice there. But it will be a nice concert. I have to ask you a question about your newest album. You mentioned that on the instruments that you play, one of the instruments is one that I have never even seen in print before, banjitar.
Oh, yeah. So that is sort of the body of a banjo, but it has six strings, and it's tuned like a guitar. So you just play it like you would a normal guitar, but it has that banjo tinny kind of sound to it.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. It takes a lot of work to get that thing in tune. But once you do, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Sounds pretty interesting. Is guitar your main instrument then?
No, actually not. I mean, I grew up playing piano. I started playing piano when I was 7, so I still think of that as my primary instrument. I grew up playing classical music, so I want to start writing songs on it, but it's still hard for me to get out of that classical mode and just bang out like a country song. It's really hard for me to do that, but I'm trying and working on it, and I feel way more comfortable sitting down at the piano than I do picking up a guitar.
So you studied, you know, Bach and Mozart and that sort of thing as a kid?
I did, yeah, Beethoven, all that stuff.
But you do most of your composing on the guitar, it sounds like.
I do, yeah. If I'm questioning a certain chord progression, I'll take it to the piano and try to figure it out there, and then bring it back to the guitar. But it's my goal to write more songs on the piano and then play those live on a piano.
I was just going to ask that. Do you play the piano live ever?
I've just done it once so far, and that was at the Overture After Work show. I played the song that I wrote with Amanda Rigel on the piano. Yeah.
Nice. Well, let's hear another song, Whitney.
All right. This song is another sad song. It's called More Than a Man, and I wrote it because my grandmother, who was married to, obviously, my grandfather, but my grandfather being the one that was a farmer and who died previously, so she has dementia, and they were married for 60 years, and her dementia is getting, you know, it's progressing. So she's starting to forget that she was ever married, which is kind of sad, and so, not kind of sad, it's really sad. So I wrote this song based on that idea that, you know, this person that she was with is starting to mean less and less to her. And so this song is called More Than a Man.
Mm-hmm.
could see. Now you're faded memory. Yeah, you're barely your memory. The first time I met you on that Greyhound bus, we were both trying to leave. You said, I'm trying to be the best that I can, 'cause the best things in life are free.
More than a man. Well, and I would say more than a man is who our performer is today. Whitney Mann. Just wonderful songs. So rich, just emotionally rich songs.
Thank you.
We also heard from Mary Gaines and Chris Wagoner, who was playing the mandolin in that one and fiddle in other tunes tonight. Well, Whitney, we wish you the very best in your career.
Thank you very much.
Well, I want to hear more from you. Are you working on any new songs, any new CDs?
That one's brand new. That one I wrote a month or two ago. And we're thinking about the possibility of putting another CD together. Going to take some time this summer to write some new songs and see what goes from there.
Great. Well, best of luck. Thank you very much for coming in and sharing your talent.
Thank you for having us.
With
Thank
Simply
you.
Folk listeners. Really appreciate it.